WRW329, I'm monitoring.
This is KBAR, this is W8UZ. W8U283.
I must be on the edge of the receiver. The real Scotch is coming through. WRNW329.
You said I'm a little scratchy coming through.
Oh yeah, I get a little bacon frying going on. I don't know if you're at the edge of it. Far away from the receiver. Yeah. A little scratchy, but I can make out what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, name here is Paul. I'm up, I'm actually mobile and going through Romeo.
Yeah, that could be why. That's kind of a dead spot over that way. I'm over in Clinton Township, just the other side of Mount Simmons here. I'm on a handheld. I was keying down to you. I was out there after midnight. The
TV
was out there.
His name's
Tim here.
Yeah, okay. I'm just coming through a little stretch in and out. I'm coming. Better, this is W8UZ283.
About the same. I was not as bad as the last transition, but I didn't hear what you said that time. The last time before that, yeah, I didn't make anything out. Okay, have yourself a fine evening. Maybe we'll talk again real soon. See, sometime tomorrow, the next day. I'm always out here monitoring, but catch you a little later. WRNW 329 there.
WRXD901 in the mobile. WRXD901. Three repeaters. Claire, Michigan in the mobile. 5 watts. I heard a Motorola. I think it was one of those Chinese walkies, but I could be wrong.
WSB880, monitoring.
WRXD901. Heard somebody out there. I'm not good at copying call signs anymore, but I did hear something out there. All these repeaters in the same CPCSS code. This bird's now 141.3. Well, bye, repeater. I was about 100 hertz. 100. Don't want to be different. Yeah, when everybody's on the same tone, then you can trigger live repeaters. The conditions are good.
WSBH-380, monitoring.
WSSC
73. This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSXG 793, back in Ontario.
Station 793 Dave, WSBM 993, copy.
Yeah, come on, Chad.
Hey, Roger, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Sitting here drinking coffee, watching a movie, and pondering the rest of the day. What's up with you?
Oh, not too much. Just getting my day started, just moving around, getting motivated. That's about it. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. What movie are you watching?
I'm watching a new movie called Fury.
What's it called again?
It's called Fury. Brad Pitt. That's the big name here, I think. Stuff, the war movie.
Roger that. That Detroit Diesel's really getting you today.
It's pretty noisy, eh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. How's this radio sound over that way?
Sounds good, as usual. Full quieting. Sounds really good. Is it covering me up?
Not really too much, no. Not really all that much, no.
Okay. You hear from Sherman lately?
Yeah, I heard him out here. I think it was yesterday or the day before or whatever I think it was. He was on and whatnot, yeah.
Okay. Maybe try to get a hold of him today. See what's happening. But, yeah, that's all it's had. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Too early for any action to jump off. So I think it's still time to watch a movie and drink my coffee. Just
a map. Hey, copy that. I hear ya. Yeah, I'm just on the Motorola HT right now. Motorola HT with the Nagoya mag mount in the house. That's about it right now. So that's what I'm working on right now at the moment.
Yeah, well, it sounds really good. Really clean. No noise. Like you're sitting right here, they're pretty good radio there, okay?
Hey, Roger that. What exactly is that Detroit Diesel actually causing all that interference? Like, what is that, like, where is that coming from? Or are you familiar, like, with why it does that, or what the cause of that is?
No, actually, I don't have no idea. I've heard people speculate out here, but no, I have no idea. I don't think anybody does, really. Well, like I said, there's some people out here speculating they might be picking up some other transmitter or something around the area or something. I don't know, some interference, but me personally, no, I don't know.
Yeah, copy. Hey, yeah, I was going to try to get a hold of you yesterday a little bit, too, but I don't think you were out here too much. But I wanted to ask you, you know a lot about, like, small engine repair stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I do. What do you need to know?
I got this doggone lawnmower, and the doggone thing won't start for some reason. I changed out the plug and put fresh gas in it, and the doggone thing just doesn't want to start.
What is it?
Lawnmower. Push lawnmower.
Did it run when you put it away?
Yes, indeed. Yep, yep. Yep, I did.
All right. Well, it could be anything. You said you changed the plug and you have fresh gas in it, right?
That is correct, yes, that is correct.
When you drained the tank, did you drain the carburetor too?
What was that?
I asked when you drained the tank, did you drain the carburetor too?
I'm really breaking up there, I couldn't catch much of that.
Okay. Hey, let me take care of what I gotta take care of, and then I'll give you a call a little bit later. I'll help you out over the phone.
Roger that. Okay, appreciate you, Dave. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
No problem. WSOZ 793, I'm out. 993
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, go ahead.
Good morning, how are you? 773, if you're still in there, good morning to you as well. Chad, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Must just be getting off the work platform for today, huh? Just heading home, huh?
Yeah. Had to do a little bit of grocery shopping, so just got out of there and on the way home. Hey, with that lawnmower, just a thought, you might want to try to shoot a little bit of ether straight into the carb and see if that starts.
Shoot a little bit of starting fluid into the carb, you said?
Wouldn't hurt to try.
God, I hear ya. And we'll give that one a shot. Your call is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, correct? Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, right?
That is correct.
Copy. Back to work again tonight, or you got it off tonight?
I'm off tonight, and then I'm working tonight, and then I got Monday and Tuesday off.
Copy that one.
I had you switched over to Simplex to see if you could hear me from here, but I guess you couldn't.
Simplex you were on?
Yeah, I just switched for a second and shouted out to you, but I guess you didn't hear me.
Oh, sir, we're on the repeater, so how would I have heard you?
Because when you go Simplex, what it does is it takes off the transmitting offset and it just transmits on the receive frequency.
Oh, gotcha. So the repeater frequencies are also Simplex frequencies?
Negative. Repeaters are duplex. You have one frequency for the repeater receive, and then a different frequency that it transmits on. So this is receiving on 462.575, but in order to get into it, you're actually transmitting on 467.575. When you go Simplex, it takes that 467 out of the equation and just keeps you on the 462.
Okay, I hear you there. Well, so what do you got to change in the radio when you do that?
Not mine, I just got a button that I push.
So basically, Simplex frequencies and FRS frequencies, family radio service and Simplex frequencies, they're pretty much basically the same thing, correct?
Theoretically, yeah. Anything that transmits and receives on the same frequency is simplex. Anything that you have to program a different frequency on, if you're using two or more frequencies, then it's duplex or triplex or trunking or something like that. But if you're transmitting and receiving on the same frequency, it's simplex.
Hey, Gabby.
Some radios you can program one of the function buttons. Usually it's called talk around. You can usually program a button for that. If your radio doesn't come equipped like that, or you can't program a button like that, you would have to have a separate channel dedicated just to the simplex side of it.
Copy that one. So you must be on your way home then, I'm assuming, eh?
Yeah, not far from home. I just thought I'd take a little drive and put down here on the edge of the wildlife refuge and see what I see. I can't wait for that that levee road to open up again. I think that doesn't open till June 1st, though.
What is it, the wildlife refuge? Where's that at again?
Right down the road from my house.
Open until next month, you said, eh?
Yeah, I just drove by the headquarters there and double-checked on the sign. I think you can park and walk up there. I just don't think that you can drive up there. I'm not 100% sure on that, though. I've never tried hiking up there.
Copy that. I'll have you check it out sometime. Is it on the same road as you, or is it on a different road?
Now, if you come down, like you're coming to my house, instead of turning onto my road, just come down to the next one and make a right, and then you'll go about, I don't know, 5-6 miles down, and you'll essentially dead end into it.
So instead of turning on your road, take it up one more road and take a right, and then follow that all the way down, and then eventually I'll come to it, be on the left or right-hand side.
It'll be on the right. When you come down that road, that's the only way you can go when you hit the end of it.
Copy. Whisper, WSDM 993 for radio ID. All right, Paige, well, it was good talking to you, man. Thanks for reaching out this morning. Always good to hear from you and talk to you, as always. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, all that good stuff, and we'll definitely talk with you again, my friend. Hang in there and have a great day. WSBM 993 clearing monitoring after your final.
Yeah, roger that. You have yourself a good one as well. I'm going to probably stay up for a little bit and try to get a couple things done. But we'll see. Anyway, talk to you soon. Good luck with your lawnmower there. With you, Sam Charlie Zebra 810, we're clear.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WQZJ 969 monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSHR. No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR 566 square. WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WRWS 568 monitoring.
WRFK 359 monitoring downriver.
WRTP 347 monitoring.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
Hello, how are you? How are you today, WSDM 993? I'm in Saginaw, are you? Enjoying it pretty good. What about yourself? WSDM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency.
WRYY 263 monitoring.
Afternoon, sir. WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County.
Hey, Bob, how's it going? Name's Phil here over in Elmont. How's the weather up there today?
Afternoon there, Phil. Let's see. I'm not familiar where you're at there, but... I'm at the tip of the minute, you guessed. 52 and clear skies, and Mother Nature's given us plenty of sunshine today. High of 62, roger.
Copy that. I'm over, like, I-69 and M-53 area, and it's cloudy and getting ready to rain here.
that, Phil. I put that in there. Yeah. Now I got you. We'll take all that we can get. The better half and I took a side-by-side ride in the Pigeon River yesterday evening, and the devastation and the fire hazard this summer is just going to be ferocious, Roger.
Copy that. What was your call sign again, Bob?
Whiskey Romeo Zulu Papa 5-4. I'll copy over.
Is that Whiskey Romeo Zulu Papa 544?
Copy, Tim. You copied correctly, sir.
Very good. Yeah, I'm just testing out a, it's got a little yaggy antenna. I'm seeing, I'm quite a distance away from the repeater, so I'm trying to figure something out. I'm just kind of wondering if I'm coming in loud and clear, or some scratch behind me, or how I'm sounding.
Oh, you're certainly hitting the repeater. Your antenna system's working for you, and the modulation is crystal clear. Very few harmonics, if any, in your background modulation. No, that is working for you.
Great, that's nice to hear. I'm just using a, I got it hooked up right now to just a 5-watt handheld. So I was kind of curious. It's nice to hear that I'm coming in nice and clear, though.
Do that. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm much like yourself. I do have a radio check on my phone here. The ice storm wreaked havoc on my beams. My antenna cable's coming off the tires. It's a mess. But no. The Simplex during the ice storm. Several folks up here, unfortunately. So things will get back to normal. But as I said, keep doing what you're doing. Transmission is crystal clear, my friend.
Good, that's good to hear. Yeah, I heard about that ice storm. You guys got hit pretty bad up there. Everything getting back in order since then, or still a work in progress?
Life as we know it, back to normal. And still, it's no big deal. I think there's still many, many customers without their fiber optic internet. However, all power's been restored. Roads, secondary roads cleared, and of course all four-wheel and two-track and four-track up here closed. Of course, yeah, the damage, as I said, locals here are primarily concerned with the fire danger. I'm a resident here on four, so we had 65-mile-an-hour winds the other day. Knocked the pole. Next thing you know, we got a fire.
That's no good. But you guys can't catch a break. Hopefully it gets better for you guys up there.
Do that. No. Despite politics, which you don't do on the network, National Guard and what the state did was most resourceful. Aid still flows in up here for the folks who need it. Of course, roofing companies are going crazy up here and tree removal. But no, gas, food, fuel, things of that nature, all back to normal, and hope we have a good season up here, Roger.
Roger that. Good to hear. Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of my location. I'm kind of just outside of the Mayville repeater and just outside of Mount Clemens. So, like I said, I was just trying to figure something out to get on the air and more reliably. But as long as you said it's working, that sounds good to me. So, all right, Bob. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to get going here. Once again, my call sign is WRYYK. 263, and I'll be clear on your final.
63, Bill. Pleasure having you at QSO with you there on the old MIA. Pleasure, and no. Enjoy the hobby, enjoy the network, and you're definitely top shelf, my friend. We'll do it again. Best of you here. WRZP 544. Bob here in Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WROD 680, Element 263, you have a copy.
This is 263, go ahead.
Yes, sir, WROD 680, just letting you know you're coming in loud and clear out in Ann Arbor.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate the feedback. The call sign again was, what was it, WROD 630?
Whiskey Robert Ocean David 680. And it was Ed B.S. Bravo.
Copy that. I apologize. WROD 680. The name's Phil here, WRYY 263. I appreciate the feedback.
Roger that, sir. Copy. And 544, hope you're doing well and staying warm up there.
Roger that. Thank you for the info we are. We'll go ahead and turn the net back over to you, fellas. WRZP 544.
680. What was the name again? I'm sorry.
Ed, Edward, David, and B as in Bravo. Ed B.
Copy that. Thank you, Ed. It was nice talking to you. I appreciate the feedback. And I'm going to get out of here and get some stuff done, and I'll try to jump on a little later. WRYY 263, I'll be clear.
Roger that, sir. WROD 680, clear.
WSGH 962 monitoring.
WSGH 962, WSBM 993 mobile. Copy, Greg.
WRGH
992. WSGH 922, WSBM 993. Copy.
Hey, good afternoon, Chad. How you doing?
Hear that. How you doing, Greg? Just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. I heard you out there. Just wanted to jump in and say hi. Hope all is going well on this Sunday afternoon for you. That was about it. So let you get back to your business there. I'm just driving mobile. So you have yourself a good one, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. Yeah, thanks for coming back. You on that DB-20?
Hear that, DB-20. That is correct.
That sounded good for sure. All right, my friend. We'll chat at you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Copy that. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Jay, requesting a repeater check.
Radio check, got a call sign?
Yes, sir, that was WRUJ 496.
Got WRUJ 4 something. They're not making the repeater there. Yeah, totally unreadable, all staticky. Yeah, station out there, you're not making it into the repeater that you're cutting in and out. So yes, GH922 clear.
This is WS-EDY-225. Can anyone hear me?
You're repeating it.
This is WS-EDY-225. Doing a repeat check. Can anyone hear me?
WRZP-544, Sheboygan County, sir. Lima, Charlie.
Did you say Whiten? WS-EDY-225. Doing a repeater check. Can anyone hear me?
USGI-432 monitoring.
WSUY testing.
Wow.
WSUY 842 testing. 842 test 1 2 3. 1 2 3. Test locked in.
There he is. Sound good here.
I'm in Livonia. I'm surprised I can't get in to the FBI.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's pushing it a little, but shouldn't be bad. Whereabouts?
Coming up at 7 Mile in Middleville. Is the link down too? I tried getting in through my repeater, which the receiver's still good. You can hear me. Is the link down?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm out and about, so I can't really easily check. I'll check it when I get home, but I don't think so.
Yep, and you can hear my repeater tone back, barely, but I hear it. but I don't see the FBI response.
Alright, yeah, well, I'll give it a look when I get home. I'll be home in about... kind of thought that was you. I could barely make anything out. I thought I heard the tail end of your call. One of the first transmission. That's about the thing I had to go on.
Okay, so what system are you on? I'm on the Detroit.
So am I. I'm on Detroit.
Okay. Yeah, I just dropped off something at Dan's field at his house. He's going to take down for me in his trailer.
All right, you're not going, or you just need the trailer space?
Yeah, I just don't have the room at that station master antenna, the 7 foot, 8 foot thing over there. I just don't have room for everything else in there.
Ah, okay. All right. Very good. When is that? How far off are we now?
2 weeks. Should come home in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. Once again, I'll miss out. Not been yet, but one of these years.
Yeah. Let me know about the internet of quanta are available. I've been doing some research on them. So, if you don't have one, I'll look to pick one up there. Or an NPR up there. At a good price.
Yep. No, I'll check around, but, like I said, they're kind of coveted, so any that might be laying around might be earmarked, but we'll see. We'll see. I've got, I got some other sources I should probably nudge a little bit.
I bet the FBI is coming a lot stronger here. I'm just north of 8 Mile now.
Yeah, it should be no problem. Give it a try. I'll listen.
I did. So I tried two different radios and I still can't get in.
Me neither, John.
Well, I can hear you here just fine, but I can't make you out there, so I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm not gonna troubleshoot it on the road. It is what it is.
Oh, just everything being wet.
Okay, I never got a response back.
All right, I'm almost home. I'm going to pop back over there and say hi to Don, and then catch you a little later. I'll check the connectivity when I get home in a minute here. WRUU 850.
Okay. I'm almost at, coming up to, 10 mile now. WRUZ 924.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG, Brady, copy. One more time. Station 544. WIUG, Brady, copy. WIUG 38 clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 38 copy.
Oh, a lot of rain over here. WIRZX 218.
Sir, it's still raining here too. It's a lot of raining very hard. I don't know why.
Yeah, a couple of days of it. Looks like Wednesday it'll be clear.
No, but now we gotta cut the grass more.
Yes, sir, I know. I wanted to get up early this morning and do it before this rain set in, but I didn't, so we'll have to wait. Copy?
I guess you gotta wait till Wednesday, that's for sure.
Yeah, roger that. How's this harvest sounding today in this rain?
Sounding excellent with that radio out there.
Yeah, roger that.
How am I sounding anyhow? With that bam out there.
Good to go. Good to go. No problems at all. You're the loudest one I've heard on here all day, roger.
Yeah, well, that's why this is 50 watt radio. That's how it sounds.
Yeah, copy that. I got mine on low. What's it? Is there any difference there, roger?
Yeah, one crackling, that's all it is. Otherwise, it's good.
Roger that. All right, it's working. No water messing with nothing that I can tell.
Alright, talk to you a little bit later,
WIUG 48. Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to get me something going here to eat. And, take it easy and listen to the rain there. Alright, talk at you later, WRGX 218. We're standing by.
WSBDY 225, checking the repeater. WSBDY 225, checking the repeater. WSBDY 225, checking the repeater.
Shut up.
WSBDY 225, checking the repeater.
You're making
a station 225. You sounding good? And we're over here, Rochester. Roger.
Hello, Jack. WSGU 844, waving the antenna at you.
How are you doing today with that rainy day out there?
Yeah, you got more rain than I do, buddy. To the north, we just got a little bit of rain. We had a lot of wind today, but yeah, I've been working in the yard all day, mowing and trimming trees. But Yeah, I've been done for about a half hour now, so I'm just sitting relaxing. But yeah, you guys are probably getting drenched. Over.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain here, but I don't know why, but that's what it is. Anyhow, you're sounding good, and you take care. I got to get dressed up and go out a little bit. We'll make a couple of stops and come back. Roger.
Roger, roger. Hope you're putting that top hat and the bow tie on there, Jack. Enjoy. We'll talk to you later, WFTU 844.
Sherman, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger, roger, Jack. Always good talking to you also. You're the ambassador to GMRS in southeastern Michigan. Even though I don't hear you too much anymore because you're on the other side, but yeah, you always will be, buddy. So enjoy. Talk at you later, WFTU 844.
Thank you, Sherman. Thank you very much, sir, and you take care. And there's always a future for the radios and this radio, that 625 radio. Take care again. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger, roger, Jack. Take care. WFTU 844. And we're standing by.
WF-6225, as far as you can hear me. WF-6225, as far as you can hear me. WS-46225, as far as you can hear me.
So a better way to do this, instead of checking the repeater and can you hear me and all that, is to say, this is WRUU-850. Is anybody around this afternoon? And then somebody will chime in and say, yeah, I'm around. Say, yeah, hey, how's this thing sound? Anyhow, I'm thinking that's what you want. So go ahead. I'll give you a check.
225, you sound loud and clear up here from Lapeer, WSGU 844.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
W3J496 requesting repeater check. WSGGF 7-7-2 Moderator.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Station 544, Station 544, WIUG, grade 8, copy. Station 772, WIUG, grade 8, copy.
772, copy.
How are you doing this afternoon? Evening. I just heard you out there and just say, to say hello, and how you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thanks, Jack. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Really, it's not a bad day, but it was raining, but I went out in the rain for a little bit and came back. I had to go over to the daughter's house and come back.
rain the next couple of days. How am I coming in over there? I'm on my new base.
Roger, are you on that home base right now?
Temporarily hooked up my base inside the house. I got the antenna in front of my door wall, and I got that Ocean KG-1000G Plus.
I know, but you know, it got a little bit of crackling. I don't know why. What's the name of that antenna you got out there?
It's actually an Ocean antenna. Tell you the exact information. I don't have it on hand right now, but yeah, that's what I got. It's in the house, but I'm going to be putting the antenna outside out front of my house when the weather gets better.
Roger, how about that antenna inside the house? Doesn't sound good. Are you got it on a cookie sheet too, or no?
No, it's got those three rods that you're screwing at the bottom of the antenna. That's what I got on it right now. It's like leaning on a chair up against the door wall.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, I was out there Saturday. I thought I was going to see you there, but that's okay. And maybe if you get a chance next week, no problem at all. Roger.
Yeah, I had a long week at work, and practice early. I just kind of like slept in. That's why I didn't show up.
That's okay. Don't worry about it, man. We'll still be there for you, no problem at all. Roger?
Oh, yeah, I really do look forward to it. I really wanted to come, but the spirit was willing, but the flesh wasn't.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you take care, and good talking to you, and good to hear you out there. Come more often out there, anyhow. Because, you know, I'm right now monitoring that channel is also, you know, the ham site too. So I can hear you out there if you're going to be out there or not. Take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Take care, Jack. And you'll probably hear me during the weekday coming to and from work. We'll talk to you later. This is WSGG772, clear.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. That's station 922. WIUG 48, copy.
WSBM 993 portable and monitoring.